So the gaming world has grown and it is still growing to a point whereby the Grammys have finally acknowledged the gaming world itself, where now music, movies is meeting online gaming, and characters, or should I say actors and actresses and singers, are now jumping into the gaming world itself. The confluence of gaming and music continues. Officially, Blood Pop, a producer known for working with the likes of Lady Gaga and Beyonce, has announced a new game studio called Gen Pop Interactive. Now, the studio's ambitious goal is to drive forward the next generation of music, fashion, and gaming culture. Now, Rian, you've had the first experience when obviously this was announced, but also your thoughts on this.
Hi, Mac. Well, it appears the studio aims to create a third-person shooter game with unique movement and combat mechanics that will tap into the broader pop culture. Now, the studio's first round of investors include Eddie Fries, who is the co-creator of the original Xbox, and the Japanese entertainment firm Good Smile Company. Now, Gen Pop Interactive plan to drive forward the next generation of music, fashion, and gaming culture by nurturing the popular culture. The announcement comes as gaming, music, and fashion continue to merge with games like Fortnite, featuring artists such as Travis Scott and Ariana Grande, but more details on Gen Pop's first game are expected in the coming months.
So here's a very interesting one. Now, FIFA and EA they've been back and forth, and they have been arguing, and you know, it had to do with money and misunderstandings, and FIFA, you know, coming to a point whereby they have to decide whether they're going to let go of the FIFA franchise name or otherwise sell it over to EA Sports, or EA Sports buying FIFA over completely and literally, you know, cleaning out the house. But FIFA will be preserving the gaming franchise, boasting their name with world football's governing body, ready to go head-to-head with EA Sports. I mean, that's big news.
Well, Mac, as we know, EA Sports and FIFA have ended their 30-year working relationship, with EA Sports now preparing to head out on its own, and they vowed to put EA Sports FC at the heart of the sport and to bring even more innovative and authentic experiences to the growing football audience. FIFA, on the other hand, has vowed to deliver their own simulator experience, promising that the new FIFA game will always be the best e-game for any player. Now, Gianni Infantino has been re-elected as the FIFA president for another four-year cycle, all the way through to 2027, and he has promised to continue serving football all over the world.